that Lil Wayne is in a little bit of trouble. Because evidently, the song that he has, Mrs. Officer, somebody said, that was my song. Like, that was my song. Wait a minute, I did that song.
Just took it.
Yeah, took the song. Now, sometimes, and I want to explain to everybody listening before we do this comparison, that when somebody says that, sometimes they're not saying it's the same lyrics and everything, but the same principle of the track that they did, you can tell.
Like that, the arrangement.
Yeah, the arrangement. You can tell the first track influenced the second track so much that they almost sound alike.
Right.
Might have a little chord difference here and there, but you know the beat pattern and everything is the same.
Exactly, yeah.
So sometimes it's, you know, it's just, hey, incidental that happens.
Interpolation, they call it?
Interpolation.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, here's Lil Wayne's song, right? Y'all remember this.
Of course.
Yeah. Now y'all hear the beat, right?
Yeah.
You hear the beat, right? Right? You heard that, right, Nina?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want everybody to listen carefully, okay? Listen carefully again. And then I'm going to play for you, in the middle of Lil Wayne's song, I'm going to play for you the song in question that it was supposedly stolen from. I'm going to go back and forth. I'll put it together on the same beats. We can do that when you're a DJ. See how it sounds. Y'all tell me. Listen carefully. Lil Wayne. Here come the other one. Beginning. I don't know, y'all.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's close, but it is.
I don't
have a music.
I don't know.
It does sound close, though, when you did that.
Attorney Baron McClendon, who represents the Molly Boys.
Who did the beat.
Who did the beat for Sky.
Right.
Let's talk to the attorney real quick. V103. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Frankie?
How you doing, man? I know y'all done did the same thing I did plenty of times, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So let me ask you a question. So that's the contention, that somebody heard the Molly Boys track and...
Yeah, the contention, first of all, you know I must clear because we're on the air. A lot of people call me an attorney, but I'm a music business executive.
Okay.
Which means that I represent a lot of people that have already established in the industry, and I recovered over 15 million sales. Of people that had claims and of people taking records
and not
handling.
I got something for you. Hold on, but go ahead. Let's talk about this one first.
Okay. But this one first, yeah, what it is Michael Bradford signed a management and publishing deal with our company, and I was going through his catalog of material that he had, you know, turned over as far as his, for the publishing deal. And when I was listening to the Crush song, I noticed the same lyrics as far as the style. It was a young girl talking about a crush, boy having a crush on her, but not wanting to have sex. And the Mrs. Officer song was talking about, you know, an officer and them, you know, and her having a crush from him. But long story short, with the music, I heard the guitar riffs where they changed the chords of the guitar in the same production as far as the drum pattern. So that's when I called Michael Bradford, which is Molly Boy, and, you know, asked him if he had sold the song off to anyone else. And he told me no, but a young lady named Sky. He did give her the rights to do the recording of her lyrics, the lyrics on that song and perform it. And then from our questioning with Sky's mom, we had called her and asked her that she had forwarded any license and give anybody rights to the song from that point. And then that's when she had said, yeah, she owned the hair salon, and she said, we are actually the hair stylist for Lil Wayne's mother, baby's mother, cousins, and other people in his family. And she did give a copy of that tape to Lil Wayne's daughter, and that's how we started the case from that point.
Wow. Gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a direct, what we call a direct, as far as the legal terms, a direct access case where Lil Wayne's daughter actually had access to the CD. And Sky is a young lady. She's about 16 years old, roughly, and she was having a Sweet 16 shoot at the actual studio, which is High Beat Studio here in Atlanta, where Mrs. Officer was recorded. And actually in High Beat Studios, MTV came here to Atlanta and filmed Sky's Sweet 16 party at the same studio that Mrs. Officer recorded. That Mrs. Officer was recorded in. So it's a lot of things that's very similar in this case, other than just the music.
Right? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Please do.
I don't really know the music business like you and Frank do. So, When if I were to do a beat today and I wanted people to listen to it so that I could shop it, like, what steps do I have to go through to make sure legally I'm covered in case someone does jack the beat? Like,
the first thing you want to do is do a copyright on your material.
And that's Miley Boy did that?
Yeah, that's what protected him. Okay. He actually, in 2003, so this is not a fresh song that he just produced. He produced this song in, like, 2003 and did a copyright, as far as filing in 2003. So we went back to the Copyright Office, Library of Congress, and pulled the actual, that actual CD that you're listening to, we pulled the copyrights and the CD that was on file there, which matched up to the Lil Wayne song. We filed that with the courts as well. And the case is here, it's filed here in the 11th, in the United States District Court of Northern District of Georgia, here in Atlanta, Georgia. And Julie Carnes, which is the Chief Judge of Atlanta, is residing the case.
Wow.
Interesting, because most people don't copyright all of their beats because they make so many.
Yeah.
Right, they make so many. And when you make so many, you can actually do a copyright where you can put over 100 or 200 beats, and that's what he did. He took like 5 of his CDs and paid like roughly $25 or $35, whatever the fee was at that time, and was able to file all of his songs under that one fee.
Under like a greatest hits filing or something?
It's called, it's not greatest hits, but you can call it like, you can say Michael Bradford's music and just put 5 CDs in there. You can put whatever title, any title you want to put, and you can catalog up to 100 or 200 songs within that one title.
Wow.
So how much money y'all trying to get from Wayne?
It's not a money thing. What we're trying to do is just establish our ownership and property rights within the song.
Right.
And what we usually do in the music industry is a licensing agreement, which gives them the rights to record, manufacture, do whatever they want to do with that song.
Right.
So we're just trying to, do all the correct administrative procedures correctly and then collect what money that we can collect that's from our rights. But we don't want to actually recover. We're asking for damages, but if we can settle this case out, that's our main thing to do, is to try to settle it out and just clear all the paperwork up so he can, be accurately credited and paid, for his work. And that's all we're trying to do.
And what'll happen is he'll get the writer's credit.
Absolutely.
And then all the royalties that were coming from that song will get transferred to him.